This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for August 17th. I'm Paul Plack. NTSB has issued a preliminary report on the crash at Air Venture of racing legend Jack Roush. While there's not a lot of new information offered, witness video did help sort out those first reports. The new 406 MHz emergency locator transponder on that turboprop that went down in Alaska last week didn't signal the GPS coordinates to SARSAT, delaying the rescue of the injured till the next day. Civil Air Patrol Captain Justin Ogden, whose work with cell phone forensics has helped save numerous lives, will receive the 2010 Distinguished Volunteer Public Benefit Flying Award September 16th in a ceremony at the U.S. Capitol. L3 Avionics reports the FAA last week granted TSO authorization for the Trilogy ESI 2000 electronic standby instrument. L3 says lithium-ion technology provides up to 4 hours of backup power. The first Embraer CAE Training Services Phenom 300 full-flight simulator has been qualified by the FAA, EASA, and the Brazilian Civil Aviation Agency. It's in operation now in Dallas, Texas. GE Aviation has announced an on-wing engine upgrade program available for certain configurations of the CF34-3A2 engine, which will allow shifting maintenance from defined time to an on-condition schedule. New TSA Chief John Pistoli, a 26-year veteran of the FBI, acknowledged reports the agency is considering creating a corps of TSOs who would become actual sworn law enforcement officers. And a new CubeSat planned by a group of college students has an acronym so long they may need to make the satellite bigger just to print it on the side. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell gets more info on several exciting projects at Sikorsky Innovations from Chris Van Buten. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.